The trial of Chris Huhne's ex-wife Vicky Price continues in Southwark Crown Court as she admits taking the points of the former Energy and Climate Change Secretary but is claiming a defence of marital coercion. We're going to take a listen to two recorded telephone conversations between Vicky Price and Chris Huhne, courtesy of the Crown Prosecution Service. However, Audio Boo listeners are reminded that this is an ongoing trial, and whilst it is fact that the former wife of Chris Huhne admits taking the points, she is claiming marital coercion. So I please urge everybody listening absolutely not to comment or speculate on this case in any way, shape or form. Instead, this should be seen as factual information and reporting of a trial that's ongoing. The first conversation is a telephone call recorded in conjunction with the Sunday Times and between Vicky Price and Chris Huhne.
Hello.
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 Hello. Are you ignoring what I've said to you in my text message?
What do you mean, am I ignoring?
There are people outside wanting to know what happened making me take the points.
Can I suggest that if you want to avoid journalists doorstepping you, you stop telling ridiculous stories to the press?
What ridiculous stories are you referring to?
I'm talking about you making me take your points and getting others to take your points. Going on with this nonsense. You've said this time and
again. I'm sorry, what nonsense are you referring to? Take your points.
Thank you very much. We can talk about this another time, face to face.
There's nothing to do with face to face.
I suggest you stop telling the press silly things, all right?
Excuse me, this has nothing to do with me either. Somebody told them that I had taken your points. I have no idea who it was. If I had wanted to tell them that I had taken your points, then I would have done so. Instead, I told them no comment. It's not only me, but it's also Joe. I don't understand how they have now heard about a different paper about me taking your points. Can you explain that to me? I think it's gone. You're gone. He says, stop telling the press ridiculous stories.
Suspicious. What did you get? Nothing. I heard him just say.
The second recording we have is another telephone call between Chris Huhne and Vicky Price, who, as I have said, has admitted taking the points in 2003, something that Chris Huhne has pled guilty to the charge of perverting the course of justice. Now we listen to a second call recorded by Vicky Price, where she confronts Chris Huhne. Again, I remind Audioboo listeners not to speculate on this case. Instead, regard this as factual reporting. Audio is courtesy of the Crown Prosecution Service.
Why are you saying that it's got anything to do with me, that people have this information? Can you explain that to me? Why are you accusing me? Just explain that to me. Why would I tell anyone about me taking your points? It's not in my interest. Are you a moron?
Well, all I suggest is not in anybody's interest that you should tell nonsense to the paper.
Excuse me. What is nonsense? They're out there and I might go and tell them nonsense. Can you explain to me what you mean by nonsense? You know full well I took your points.
I told you I had nothing to do with this. I had nothing to do with the so-called breakup story. It was equally...
Right, nothing with a breakup story, but you have everything to do with taking the points. Who told them I had taken your points?
I assume that you have been clearly telling the press...
Really? Why do you assume that I would tell anyone that I had taken your points? Why would I tell that?
No point in going anywhere.
No, it's fine, but they're out there, and if you like me to, I can go and tell them the truth. Would you like me to?
You can do whatever you like.
Right.
All I'm saying is I intend to tell them the truth, which is, of course, that I absolutely deny that you ever...
You're going to tell people that you deny I've ever taken your points when somebody clearly told them that I had, when I had absolutely nothing to do with it? Who the fuck had told them this? It's my reputation that's on the line. It's my reputation that's on the line just as much as yours. Can you explain to me who the f*** told them this?
If anybody has no idea who told...
You have no idea! You think that I would go to the press and tell them that I took your points? Are you crazy?
They tried to stand up, Vicky, was that I'd broken up with Karina, which is untrue.
Oh, well, I'm so pleased for you that you're still with that man of yours. Can you... I don't give a shit about that because he had nothing to do with me. Can you explain to me why someone has told them that I have taken your points?
Vicky...
Just tell me why. Who would have told them this?
I have no idea. Why do you think it would come from anybody?
Excuse me, what happened last whenever it was when the Mail on Sunday rang? I had nothing to do with it, and I told them I had no comment.
Well, it looks to me, the pattern of the stories that keep happening, it looks to me as if you
really?
One of your friends...
Really?
Going on.
One of my friends has told people that I took your points...
Yeah.
I mean, are you crazy? Why would somebody tell them that I took your...
Oh, absolutely.
Really? Who have you been telling? You mean you haven't told Karina?
I have not.
You mean Karina doesn't know? Just swear to me that Karina doesn't know I took your points.
Look,
swear to me now.
Absolutely not. No, look, for heaven's sake, I absolutely deny you took my points.
You deny I took your points when you made me take them? Oh, what? Fine,
yeah.
I'll go. You deny?
So you decide. You decide.
I can't believe you, Chris.
Stand up.
You deny that I took your point. Excuse me, who are you going to deny this to? Who are you going to deny this to, Chris?
Trick. It is the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah.
Try and stand up a ludicrous story.
A ludicrous story? All right. Do you not remember that the entire family. Do you not remember the entire family. Knew that I took your points.
There is no question, all right?
There's no question of what, Chris? No question of what?
Look, this is nonsensical.
You are you? Excuse me. Excuse me. When you... No, I don't think I intend to speak to you again. I don't intend... Fine, Chris, I'll go out to the people and tell them that I took your point and that Joe White took your point. What?
And I will tell them
yes.
The truth, which is that you have been maliciously
breaking
the press because you told me that you wanted to ruin my political career.
Really? When did I tell you I wanted to ruin your political career? When?
Absolutely fine. I know what you're up
to. Chris,
after.
Would you like me to tell them that you told me you wanted me to lose my job and you threatened me? How can you lie that I wanted to ruin your belief? Who did I say that to? Not true.
I never, ever said I wanted
you said that to me when we met in the coffee shop. You said to me that you were going to, that I would lose my job because of the supposed stories out there about you. You also threatened me to come back. You threatened me to come back.
And that's the end of the audio, which was courtesy of the Crown Prosecution Service. Once again, firstly, please don't speculate on this. Can I apologise as well? The source of that audio, most of the words were bleeped, but there was one F word there. So sincere apologies for that. That is fact that you have listened to there. The trial continues. The defence that Vicky Price is... putting up is that she took the voice, the points off of Chris Hume down to something called marital coercion, and the balance of probabilities is the test as to whatever the eventual verdict. And once again, please do not speculate upon it.